Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. If you're anything like me, you've probably been in a relationship or two that left you feeling drained, confused, and honestly, a little bit worse for wear. We're talking about those toxic relationships that suck the life out of you, where boundaries are blurred, and your well-being takes a backseat. Today, we're diving headfirst into how to break free from these toxic entanglements and reclaim your peace. Trust me, this isn't just for your romantic relationships. It applies to friendships, family dynamics, even those annoying coworkers who always hog the coffee machine. So buckle up, grab a cup of something strong, because this conversation might get real, and let's talk about how to finally set yourself free. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you navigate these tricky waters. Number 1. Recognize the signs, because awareness is power. Ever feel constantly drained after spending time with someone? Do they tend to belittle your accomplishments or make you question your decisions? Toxic relationships often involve manipulation, control, and a lack of respect for your boundaries. Pay attention to those red flags, your intuition knows what's up. Number 2. Establish clear boundaries and communicate them like a boss. Remember, healthy relationships are built on mutual respect and open communication. Don't be afraid to say no to things that make you uncomfortable or drain your energy. Communicate your needs and expectations clearly and respectfully. You deserve to be heard and respected. Number 3. Prioritize self-care because taking care of yourself is non-negotiable. When you're in a toxic relationship, it's easy to lose sight of your own well-being. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, exercise, meditation, spending time with supportive friends, reading a good book, whatever makes you feel good. Number 4. Surround yourself with positive influences because you are who you hang with. Seek out relationships with people who uplift you, support your growth, and celebrate your victories. You don't need to keep toxic people in your life just because they've been there for a long time. And finally, number 5. Remember that healing takes time. Be patient with yourself and allow yourself to grieve the loss of the relationship. It's okay to feel sad, angry, or even confused. But remember, you are stronger than you think, and you deserve to be in healthy, fulfilling relationships. Alright, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're at a party, trying to have a good time with friends, but there's this one person who just won't let up. They keep interrupting you, dominating the conversation, and making snide comments about your outfit. You try politely shifting the topic, but they just keep pushing back. Sound familiar? This is classic toxic behavior, someone who disrespects your time and space, even in a social setting. In this situation, what do you do? Do you suck it up and pretend everything's fine? Or do you stand up for yourself and set a boundary? Maybe you excuse yourself to the restroom, or politely but firmly say something like, "Hey, I'd love to chat more later, but I need to catch up with some other friends right now." See what I mean? Breaking free from toxic relationships often involves small acts of self-protection, saying no when you need to, shifting the conversation, and prioritizing your own well-being. So, remember this, you have the power to choose who you let into your life and how you allow them to treat you. Don't settle for anything less than respect, kindness, and mutual support. We've covered a lot today, recognizing toxic behaviors, establishing boundaries, prioritizing self-care, surrounding yourself with positive influences, and remember that healing takes time. This isn't about being perfect or having all the answers. It's about taking small steps every day to protect your peace, honor your worth, and cultivate relationships that truly nourish your soul. Go out there, set those boundaries, and reclaim your power. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review if you found this helpful. And most importantly, share this episode with someone who might need to hear it, maybe even that person who keeps hogging the coffee machine. Until next time, keep shining bright and protect your peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.